This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in February of this year. We're talking about Hammer Fiber Optics Holding Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HMMR. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Eric Lovett. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back.
You know, it seems the timing that we have here couldn't be much better since Hammer just released its Q. We see a lot of great news, so please tell us about the operation results, if you would.
We're really excited to report our earnings this quarter. We saw a quarter-over-quarter growth of 20.12% and over 57% versus the same quarter in the prior year. It shows that our current operations have completely replaced the revenues from our discontinued operations, and it was primarily due to growth of our SMS business and our hosting business. We're just starting to see the benefit of the agreements we made last year with large operators like Telefonica, and we're really pleased with the growth that we've seen because it's all been organic. We're also happy to report positive EBITDA for the quarter. We're able to keep the fixed component of our cost of goods sold low during the period of sustained growth, and we had no increase in our SG&A quarter over quarter. Variable costs grew relative to our strong revenue to our revenues with strong margins. We're able to reduce our balance sheet debt substantially in the past two quarters, and we anticipate cleaning up the balance sheet further in the current quarter and in subsequent quarters. Our new revenue streams from services like HammerCall and our fixed wireless network are going to have even stronger margins and will contribute substantially to our EBITDA.
Well, it sounds like you had a fantastic quarter. I want to switch gears here just for a second. Last time you were on the show, we also talked about Hammer's re-entry into the fixed wireless market. Where are we at in that process?
Well, that's a great topic, and we're really happy to talk about that, too. We've recently completed the construction of our network in Huntsville, in northern Alabama. The first tower site is at the iconic Low Mill Water Tower, which is less than a mile from downtown. It's 120 feet high, and it provides us with substantial market potential. We're leveraging our local highway brand recognition in our marketing efforts because it's one of the most recognizable brands in the northern Alabama market. Highway was providing dial-up ISP services in the mid-90s, and we have over 8,000 target customers for initial marketing efforts. Our starting price for residential service is going to be $29.95 and $39.95 for 25 megabit and 50 megabit download speed, respectively, and then $49.95 and $59.95 for our business service offering over 100 megabits per second. We're going to be leveraging our existing infrastructure to keep our fixed costs of delivery relatively low, and we expect that our first customers are going to be live on the network this month. We really feel that this is a substantial achievement for our company.
You know, browsing your queue, I'm looking at it. It looks like the OTT segment part is doing very, very well. What's driving the growth in this department?
Our approach has been to provide really high-quality services to the market. And with the coming regulatory changes in the industry, such as the robocall mitigation database and the wholesale voice market, and the campaign registry and the SMS market, our subsidiaries are really well positioned to capture business from competitors that are exiting the space. We've already implemented a lot of the technologies necessary to move those businesses forward in the future, and a lot of our competition has decided to leave or exit the space rather than continuing to provide service. So we've been the beneficiary of receiving a lot of that revenue. Going forward, now that there has been some consolidation and some exits, as new customers enter the market, we're going to be very well positioned to handle them, and that's going to provide growth going forward in the OTT space. We also improved the positioning of our hosting and MNST, or mobile network service provider segment, substantially with the rollout of HammerCall, which is our mobile-first, video-first collaboration platform. We've already signed agreements with white label partners, and we expect to add more in the coming months. This will provide new revenue streams to the company. We've also upgraded our traditional voice platform and continue to make updates to our SMS platform, including adding MMS services.
What can we expect from Hammer, say, the next two or three quarters?
I think we have some great plans for Hammer in the future. Management is going to be focusing on the organic growth in both our OTT and the fixed wireless segment. We're going to be undertaking major marketing efforts in Huntsville to get as many residential and business customers as possible. And on the OTT side, we're going to continue to work on our HammerCall platform, our Dominica voice platform, and our traditional voice and ITSP, or Internet Telephony Service Provider programs, to add as many subscribers as possible. The focus is really going to be on organic growth in both the OTT and fixed wireless space as we continue to execute in the telecommunications segment of our Everything Wireless strategy.
Before I let you go, first of all, thank you for coming back on the show. But before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think we're on the right track, and I really appreciate the patience that our investors have had with us going forward. Certainly, we've had some challenges with the pandemic, as everyone has said, and I think that we're going to see some accelerated growth and a lot of really nice new services coming out, both in the telecommunications segment and also in other segments of our business. And we look forward to continuing to provide expanded value to our shareholders in the future.
My guest today has been Eric Levitt. He is the CEO and president of Hammer Fiber Optics Holding Corp. If you haven't had a chance to check them out, please do. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HMMR. Eric, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing. I think you guys are just getting started, to be honest with you. I think you're just at the bottom yield of your curve line there. And I think the next 2 to 4 quarters are going to be really exciting for you and your team.
We hope so. Thank you, Eric.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.